Hello and welcome to the first podcast for planning and public policy for festivals and events. The plan is to have one of these each week, linking it to the previous week, thinking about how the different themes of the module link together, and to give you another way to access some of the module content. Now, I've just uploaded some material for weeks 2 and 3. So in the week 2 lecture coming up in a couple of days, we'll be introducing the module, we'll be looking at some relevant case studies, and we'll be thinking ahead to the conceptual and structural basis for some of the module. So for example, some of the justifications as to how you might want to support arguments as to why putting public money and public support into festivals and events will come up, as will a particular model that sometimes gets used in the coursework for this module when people are trying to structure their responses to the coursework requirements. So a lot of it is about making arguments. It's arguing for the support of festivals and events with the use of public resources. Now, also up there for this week is some material that will be used during the seminars. So that will give us the chance to explore some of those themes in more depth. And that will be best done if you do the reading. So there is a chapter from Donald Getz's Event Studies textbook. And it's useful for this week, it's useful for a number of weeks. It, to some extent, underpins the module, but it's not the only approach. And so as the module progresses, we'll be having a look at some other responses to the general themes of events, policy, spending decisions, the development of specific organisations and agencies that help support the industry that we are studying. Speaking of agencies, that will be the focus for the week 3 seminars and the lecture. So there is already some material up there, including a handout for the week 3 seminars. So you're welcome to have a look at that in advance. And don't forget that agencies is one of the specific learning outcomes for this module. So you can almost guarantee that a good knowledge of this will be beneficial for the assessments that you have coming up. Speaking of the assessments, you could have a look at the module pack to find out what's required of you, but we will be using time in the week 2 seminar to have a look at that module pack in more detail, and that will include some time discussing the coursework assessment. Now, the module itself is, it's broad-ranging, it's international in its scope, and it's related to those themes, that idea that the public sector has the capacity, has the perhaps requirement in some parts of the world to support festivals and events. So that tends to mean that the case studies and the examples that get used in this module will be public in scope, supporting cultural events or sporting events, areas where the public sector can make a difference, perhaps providing leadership, perhaps providing sponsorship and funding, maybe networking opportunities and training. So it's those sorts of areas that we'll be looking at. This is relevant to those who see themselves working in the festival and events industry. If they think it's going to involve the development of events suitable for the public, what we're looking at is the idea that the public sector, you know, the government agencies, local authorities, can use festivals and events to achieve some of their objectives. And in order to do that, you have to make the case as to why this is the best way of spending that money. But from a festival producer or presenter's perspective, that potentially means that there are opportunities to get hold of some of that support, get hold of some of those resources. So we'll be having a look at some of that. There will be guest speakers, hopefully, as we go. And I look forward to studying the different themes with you. All the best for now. I will see you later this week.